small responsibility and indulge in a little tranquility. It's not too late to pull it all together and start to emulate all those silly old ideals, all the dreams, the desires, and the passion and the purpose that we used to feel. Possibilities. I think I'll take advantage of all these amenities and hit the beach, ride the waves, head for the horizon and try to see that spark, that ember, the tiny flame that burns and yearns and try to contain. Wrap it up nice and tight and barbed wire. I wanna let it out an all-consuming fire. It's not too late.
Ah, let's.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
No, tell me that we're not on, are we?
But you told me that we're not going to start
until... I'm sorry, that sounded too good. I have to let the people hear.
But you've got to tell me. I got people. This is what are you doing to me? I didn't even finish it. All right. That was a warm-up.
Yeah, it was. Oh, my. Still, that was a damn good warm-up.
And I don't even have my phone turned off. I don't even have it turned off. All right. Now you're all right.
There we go.
Hi.
Golly.
Okay.
You got to tell me those things, man.
All right.
I would have tried harder.
This is Zeus's World with Zeus, your host. I'm here with my special guest, Mr. Hook.
Hi.
Who is from Tampa. He's a musician that I requested to come in and play some tunes for you live and some of his engineered stuff on recording. I would like to get him to play just a few live tunes for us, and he has generously donated his time to come down here and do that for us, and we should all give him a hand. So if you will, go on your Twitter accounts or your Facebook accounts or somewhere in the email and send him Mr. Hook. What is it? Hook@yahoo.com?
Hook Song.
That's correct.
At yahoo.com. You can send me an email or go to my website at hooksong.com.
Right. And you send him out your applause and your approval and your preferences and let him know that he is jamming hard. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and have him play a couple of songs right now. If you don't mind, Mr. Hook, I'm going to let you take it away.
All right. Just the other day, a fortune cookie showed me the way, but my wife threw it away. And now I'm sad, it's spoken honest truth, one I felt needed no proof. But I'm a little bit of a doof, and I've forgotten what it said. Somewhere in the deep recesses of my mind lies this ancient wisdom that was wrapped in dough and fried. And I hope I can access those words at some point in time, but for now it's Chinese takeout. Chinese takeout all the time. There was energy released as I cracked its crispy shell. I consumed its essence as I read from Confucius's inkwell. His message was relayed and I received it very well, but I casually forgot it. Now I think I'm gonna spiral into hell. Somewhere in the deep recesses of my mind lies this ancient wisdom that was wrapped in dough and fried. And I hope that I can access those words at some point in time, but for now it's Chinese takeout. Chinese takeout all the time, yeah. My belly hurts, my bank account is empty, I'm pretty sure I've had my fill of MSG. It is affecting me. Somewhere in the deep river recesses of my mind lies this ancient wisdom that was wrapped in dough and fried. And I hope that I can access those words at some point in time, but for now it's Chinese takeout. And Chinese takeout all the time. All the time.
All right, that was awesome. I guess it's called Chinese Takeout.
It happens to be called Chinese Takeout. Okay. Yes, it is.
All right, that's a very humorous song. I couldn't help but giggle at some of the thoughts you put in there. I guess this is an ode or a tribute to the hardness of life.
True story, actually. Not actually as deep. You know, songs probably never are. But you know, I literally, there was a cool Chinese fortune cookie that I tend to look for phrases and words and stuff that inspire me for songs. Right. I write a lot, and that song, by the way, you can get through a link at hooksong.com. Cool. There's a jukebox link that'll take you to over 500 recordings that are all available for free download.
You hear that, folks? You can find that at the link he described. You don't have to wait for us to play it again, because we're not. He's here for the one.
Hey, bug him. Bug him until they'll play it, and I'll give him
a... Okay. Y'all can bug me about
I'll get him a CD, something physical.
I will try my best.
Now, I meant everybody else. Hey.
Everyone includes everyone. That's how I do it, yeah.
But, she accidentally threw it away, and it was something that I kind of remember being... Hey, that's almost wise-ish, and sadly, it inspired a different song.
Yeah, it did. It sure did. So it really did its job anyway, right?
I guess so.
All right. I guess you heard about that shooting out there in Orlando, huh?
Yeah, I did. That was bad stuff.
Was pretty bad stuff. Have you seen, they still, what is it, almost a week now that it's happened, and they still got... television stations and all kinds of media putting out little ribbons with Orlando by the side. And I wonder how long this kind of tragedy is going to stick with us. I mean, I know it sticks with those people forever who actually went through it. But as society, I mean, this particular instance has caused Congress on the Hill to start doing something about gun control. And I never asked you about that. How do you feel about gun control? Are you for it, against it, or in the middle, or it depends?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of guns. I don't have any guns.
I'm not a fan of guns either. But
desire to shoot, I don't.
But then I appreciate that amendment. That Second Amendment says.
Yeah, I think that there's no need for assault style weapons or automatic weapons. I don't think that that's important.
Who needs a gun that can kill 100 people in less than 10
certainly
minutes,
not. You
right?
Know, that's unnecessary. I don't have
absolutely. Some people get scared. They say gun control and they think gun abstinence, and they think, well, they're going to take away my gun, but they're not coming after your guns. We just don't want those.
Well, that's not 100% true. I mean, in retrospect, we are after the person that has the gun that shoots 100 rounds a minute.
Right.
And we are going, hopefully, with any luck, we can take that from them. And that is the person that's making the noise.
Right.
That's the, whether or not it's the NRA, there's a reason why they're making this kind of noise. We don't like that, why they fight this gun control so much, and why they think that it's important enough to be able to buy thousands of dollars of ammunition at a time and have weapons of mass destruction. So it in them saying that they don't want it, it's because we are going to take it. They don't want us to take those guns. They're not happy with just a handgun or a rifle.
No,
I
think that's a power thing.
Well, whatever it is, it's we seem to be the only, I don't know, I don't want to say,
it's
we're not the only country, but we certainly are
are suffering the consequences of it more than
so you think it's a part, an intrinsic part of humanity that we have, we desire this ability and we got to have it. At least some of us do.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
you know. Right, let's not get that deep. Yeah. Okay. So what else have you got for us? Maybe something a little bit lighter than what I was just bringing up.
All right. Well, all right. Yeah, let's change the tone. It's Florida. And I'm from Virginia.
I came here from Texas to get away from the cold.
My word. Well, that's not this song. I came from Virginia and I miss it. I miss the seasons. My circadian rhythms all messed up. Aww. and it inspires a lot of songs. This is one of those songs. Another summer in the land of no season makes a rational man doubt his reason. You can try a fan or an ice cold beer. Nothing ever works when summer lasts all year. Well, it's a state of mind or a prison state. When you're trapped by the heat, it often manifestates. And judgment is lost, you know, judgment is a must. If it gets any hotter, I'm gonna spontaneously combust. Woo! I got the summertime blues. Oh, give me a second while I pull the sweat out of my shoes. Oh, lost in the magic of humidity. Summertime has taken its toll on me. Well, they say that global warming will bring a new ice age. Well, with the way that I sweat, it sounds like global warming might be all the rage. Oh, I wouldn't mind if it snowed on my parade. I've been marching in this heat without any shade. Without any shade. I got the summertime blues. Oh, give me a second while I pull the sweat out of my shoes. Oh, lost in the madness of humidity. The summer's taking its toll on me. Rubber from your tires, it melts to the street, and everything is sticky, but nothing is sweet. I got the summertime blues. Oh, give me a second while I pull the sweat out of my shoes. Whoa, lost in the madness of humidity. Summertime is taking its toll on me. Its toll on me. Summertime. Summertime.
Yeah, that was great. Thank you very much. That was awesome.
That song also available at hooksong.com. You can go to a link through Jukebox. Take you to songcrafters.org, where I host all my music available for free download.
Exactly. All right, we're going to go ahead and talk a little bit more with Mr. Hook, or just Hook as he likes to be spoken as.
Mr. Hook was my father.
Mr. Hook was his father, right? Okay, I just saw in the news last night, or I just heard yesterday, that our Republican presumptive nominee, Mr. Trump, has fired his campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, the guy who strong-armed that reporter and has been generally rambunctious about his campaign, encouraging him to be himself and not to change.
Right, right.
Just what is your idea on the Trump phenomenon as it is? Are you for it, against it, or you don't?
Oh, I don't like it. I think that, I think he's a horrible candidate for president. I like the idea behind Sanders and Trump. You know, I like the essence of, somebody that's
system
orientated.
No, part of the system. You know, right. No establishment, whatever you say. And I would love to see. I like Sanders. That's, you know, I just about dug everything. I don't know. I think that, you know, it was at all possible. Who knows? He was going to run into brick walls left and right.
Right.
But it's got to start somewhere. And he got so much support. You know, I personally think he's more electable than Hillary Clinton. I don't like Hillary Clinton at all.
Right.
And I just don't think she's honest at all. And I don't like I don't like Donald Trump. He's definitely not honest. And you know,
it seems as though
he might not be establishment, but he's not an honest person. And I just have a hard time with the president being so blatantly dishonest.
Right.
But, you know, they've been so dishonest for a while, probably forever. I mean, you know, it's always been, but maybe not. You know, they make too much money. People are walking out of the White House, walking, you know, they're these
with bags of
political, careers are out of control.
Yes.
You know, it should be a job that's for people to serve. You know, it's the idea is that they would serve. It would be an honor for them to take part in this system.
The nobility has gone out of it.
Yeah. You know, and the only way to get it back would be to have term limits, make them really work for it. I think every office should have a term limit of 2 years.
Yeah, you see those term limits in Congress? Those guys have been in there for like 30 years.
It's pathetic. If you want to be a career politician, then you need to have different positions. You need to be a senator for 2 terms, and then if you still want to do it, you go and be governor for 2 terms or vice versa, or you go and you be in the legislature, or then you go and you be, you work your way up. That's the only way you should be allowed to be a career politician.
That does sound
logical. Other than that, it always should have been, and it should still be a part-time job, in my opinion. You know, and I realize society's changed, but I don't particularly think that's changed when these people are wearing, you know, $10,000 garments of clothes and riding, you know, living extravagant lifestyles. That's what's changed.
Right.
It's not the policy or the time that they're working creating laws. It's the lifestyle that they want to live, and that's a big problem with me. So I say term limits, get rid of this lavish lifestyle, reasonable salaries, and politicians shouldn't leave office rich because of that.
You said a mouthful right there, and that's what I wanted. That's what I was going for. All right, we're going to go ahead and listen to some of Hook's engineered and recorded quality music. So let me just hit this button, and you hit your button, and see if we get some noise going on in here.
Oh, here we go.
Dog eat dog society. Now I can think of no deeper truism than shy away from cannibalism. Don't you worry about me, I heal easily. No matter what you think you've done, just live now. Each moment just a set in line, each day a finger on the hand of time. And don't you worry about me, I heal easily. No matter what you think you've done, just live. Take you out to love.
All right. What was the name of that one?
That was Just a Little Numb.
Just a Little Numb.
Also available at hooksong.com. Click the jukebox link, and it'll take you to a list of 500 recordings, all free downloads.
I'm glad you keep pushing yourself because I keep forgetting.
That's all right.
That's all right. I'm glad you got that in there. All right. And now he's going to play us another lay. This time it's live. That one was recorded and engineered. I really like that last one, that smooth jazz sound. I love that smooth sound. All right, folks, let's give another listen to Hook.
This is actually, this song is 18 years old, and it's, I got my guitar now. I've been playing a tenor ukulele, and I think I did something on the baritone ukulele also. Got my guitar now, and which one? Well, I already did something on both of those. I'm going to next up, I'll do something on my Cuban Trace here in a little bit, which is also different. But this is the first song I ever wrote for my wife. So it's called All For You. So content to just lie here. Your gentle breathing is music to my ears. Your sweet smile brightens up my day. And your kiss, it melts me away. Kinda strange to finally smile for love. It's not my usual cynical style, and I can't explain the change. But my priorities have been rearranged. You ask me if all these crazy things might have their reason, and sometimes they do. This time it's all for you. And I wish I had more time to look into your eyes, with the hopes you just might see your reflection within me. And we could finally prove for once that all these crazy things might have their reason, and sometimes they do. And this time it's all for you. It's all for you.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was really beautiful. That's a beautiful love song. I love it. Thank you very much.
Some pain, hills and fears. shadow of a blue moon over me, cast upon my very soul, lost in the darkness of a blue moon shadow. And if you follow my train of thought, you'll see my efforts are all for naught. I can't go on, I have plateaued, lost in the darkness of a blue moon shadow.
That was a new tune created by Hook himself.
Not so much new, but...
new to them.
That was actually a song I wrote with a...
oh, yeah, a collaboration.
A friend of mine. It was a collaboration. If you go to my website, hooksong.com,
there's a collaboration page, and on it you'll see Clearwater Blues. Clearwater spelled all crazy because it's not really our Clearwater. My friend Bruno lives out in the UK, way out. The UK, somewhere in the Ook.
It's an island. It can't be that big.
and near a place called Clare. And so it's like Clare Water Blues, if I understand.
Oh, that. Okay. I get
and,
that.
And he sends me tracks that he's produced, and then I usually add vocals. So that's that situation. He wrote all the music to that song, and I wrote the vocals and the melody. And we mixed it together, and it's also available for free download.
All right. That sounds great. Hooksong.com. Now, Hook is going to play us some more music here in a moment, but because you guys know that I'm the mouth that talks about all the things that people are uncomfortable talking about, but if I don't talk about them, if other people don't talk about these things, they don't get discussed and they don't get solved. And so my purpose here is to at least try to educate and bring to light and bring to truth, you know, the facts about life and where we live. Because remember, reality bites. A question I wanted to ask you is, what is your opinion on this religious war that we've been having with these other brown people on the other side of the planet? They've been invading the UK and Europe. All those refugees from Syria have just been migrating there to tens of thousands, almost hundreds of thousands. And there's a lot of other countries out there in the EU that are taking them in. Some of them are not. Here in the United States, our government says we'll take 10,000, and the community here is already balking at that. How do you feel about what's going on over there? I know it's a very general question, but I'm looking for a general answer just to see where you're at.
I'm pretty centralized. I have four children. I, you know, work full time. I pay attention a lot. I try to listen. I'm curious. I'm not the most worldly person in the world. I've been to Canada a couple times and the Cayman Islands.
But,
So I don't know much about Brexit and all that stuff. You know, I guess we'll find out about that tomorrow as far as them leaving the EU.
Right.
As far as, ISIS and,
Muslims,
you know, well, as far as ISIS and,
yes,
and, you know, Islamic extremists go, I'm not a fan of extremists of any sort.
Right.
You know, I'm not a fan of, I'm not a fan of terrorism. I think that it's, the extremist side is everywhere, you know, and it's always been there, you know. And
some people would describe it as fundamentalist.
Well, you know, all we've done in the past 200 years is become, in some ways, we've tried to become a little less extreme. I mean, right. You know, it hasn't happened everywhere.
No,
you know, it hasn't. You know, I think that's true. Heard on NPR the other day that there was some guy quote saying, you know, these are the steps a husband has. Was a, you know, a Middle Eastern country of some sort. I don't
right.
Muslim, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And this is the steps according to, you know, whatever doctrine he was quoting. And you know, it was, you know, you talk harshly to them, you do this, you do that, you do, and then
wow.
And then you shame them, and then light beating is allowed. And this was very straight, and I'm just thinking, you know, I have three daughters, and I'm just thinking this is what's happening in 2016,
right.
You know, around, you know. So what do I know? As far as I think everybody should be allowed to worship the way they want to worship. I'm a believer of that. So I don't like the idea of, I'm very disappointed when I hear we're going to ban Muslims, because
right.
I feel like that's what the United States is not about. You
right.
know, I think that 100 years ago we reveled in the fact that we were a melting pot, and
yes.
now we're a little on the fence as to why, you know, has this been a great thing or not? Mm. And you know, I don't mind extreme actions. I feel like we missed an opportunity as a nation if we wanted to do something important and powerful. I feel like
oh, yeah.
when September 11th happened, I feel like we should have closed the borders and we should have become more self-sufficient as a nation. I
yeah.
feel like we should have stopped selling oil and, you know, buying oil. We didn't, because that's what we do. We sell all the oil we make, and then the oil we put in our cars is from other countries. But it's this stupid system that doesn't make any sense. And
right.
we should have just become self when we were threatened and we had a threat on our soil. We should have, I don't want to make it that sound like a thing, but what we should have done is closed the borders and done something at that point, made a statement, and then worked from there out
yeah.
because we had a justified reason. We wouldn't have been going against a religion or anything. We've been attacked on our soil.
Right.
We need to be done with this.
Exactly.
And we need to gain control of our country and start putting ourselves first rather than spending billions and trillions. We've got this giant deficit, yet we mm-hmm. pay other countries billions and trillions of dollars, and China gives us money. It's this all this stupid circle that doesn't make any sense, and
it's like
not
it's
grounded in reality or jewels or gems, in my opinion. I don't know. It's all fake. And
yeah.
so when everybody's worried about Donald Trump, you know, not paying the deficit or whatever, is it real? I don't know how what real. We're talking about stupid numbers that have never existed until we needed to create them for our deficit.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know. I don't like the idea of religious persecution on any no. level.
Okay.
And I think that we should not endorse that. And when Donald Trump or when the Conservative Party says that they want to ban a religion, even temporarily, I don't like that.
Right.
You want to screen people. If you want to screen people coming from other countries, if we want to up security, I've got no issues with that.
Yeah.
I don't mind waiting longer at the airport. I'm not a huge flyer. I don't mind having to, you know, answer questions or whatever I need to do if I'm traveling or doing something overseas. But I don't think we need to dabble in religious persecution. That's drawing the line.
Well, there you heard it from Hook himself. No dabbling in religion. So there you go.
Any religion.
Any religion. And any means all. All right, folks. He's going to play another lay for us. This one is going to be a live one. Or were we doing the recorded one next?
No, I'm going to go ahead and play one. I got my Cuban Trace here, which is
looks
a little like a guitar, a little like a small guitar.
It does.
But it's got six strings, but it's they're put in courses, so they're paired up like a mandolin.
Cool.
So, and it's got three courses of strings, and so it's a triad instrument. It's a Puerto Rican cuatro. No, I beg your pardon. It's a Cuban trace. I left my Puerto Rican cuatro at home.
Ah,
this is my Cuban trace.
Okay.
I'm confused by my own instruments. All right, here we go. Boy, that was tacky. Hear that, people? You're gonna thank me. Oh.
technical difficulties are always a problem on my show, but hey.
No, everybody's going to thank me for that. Let's try that again. Here we go. This is called You Ever. Didn't you ever wonder why? Or am I the only one who is torn up inside? These arguments that I hide in the deepest part of my heart, my heart and mind. Ever known the truth, or has truth always eluded you? And will we all just become victims of what is thought to be the truth? You see past this mountain of fault that I wear just like a cast. One day I hope that I find a pencil long enough to scratch this itch deep within my brain before I go insane.
Wow, that was different. I was trying to follow the beat there, and it took me a moment to get to it, but I found it. Yeah, that was awesome, man.
Kind of gives it a different tone. I love small little instruments that I can play. I do most of my my recording in my car. I have four children, so my house isn't always conducive to recording. And so I spend a lot of time. So I love ukuleles, and the Trace is really nice because I can sit with my window closed and plug it in and get everything right there. And so I do a lot of writing and producing. I sing a lot in my car.
Yeah.
So do I.
Everyone does. Yes. All right. That was great. Okay. Let's see. We are at the. What does that say?
128.
128. Thank you very much.
Hey, no problem. I'm here to help.
I didn't bring my glasses in. Oh, here they are. No wonder I couldn't find them. They weren't in my pocket. They're over here on the stand. All right, folks. Okay, we are at 128, and we still got a half hour to go, and so we're going to continue pushing on. All right, we're coming back with Hook and some more of his engineered music, stuff that you've never heard and you're hearing for the first time, and you can download these songs from hooksong.com. And at any time you want, you just go online and punch in that website, and there you are. You go to it and download these tunes that you've been hearing on my show.
No software needed. It's free music. I'm a big fan of free music. I like
the Can't beat that.
With their CD a couple of years ago, I didn't buy it. I even liked what U2 did. I liked the concept behind it. They're just execution where, like, everybody woke up in
the morning and... If you had an iPhone, you owned U2's album. Well, you know, not everybody wanted U2's album. I was a little egotistical there, you know, just to make everybody have it and to work so hard to get rid of it. But it should be free. I'm a big fan of free music. You know, I don't mind playing to earn my paycheck. I'd rather people hear my music, have it, enjoy it, share it, and you know, then have me come out and perform for all your friends.
Well, tell me about this next tune. What is it called? What's it about? Or is it about anything?
The song is called Settle In. You know what? I'm not going to play that one. I'm going to play a song called Inner Me. It was written a little while back, and it's got a little edgier sound. And
all right.
I think it was just written out of an inspiration on this site that hosts my music called Songcrafters. They do themes, and we write songs about stuff. This was a drinking theme, so I wrote a song about drinking, and I'm not a big drinker, but fun to write songs about. So here's Inner Me.
Knock them down. Overpour. Watch me get real loud. Release that inner me. One I think is charming, but you and I disagree.
Can I get you to play one live?
Sure.
All right. Let's go ahead and hit it. Here's Mr.
It's called Where the Water Meets the Sky.
Water Meets the Sky.
Where the water meets the sky is the point where I hope to seek out refuge from the pain and suffering that surrounds me. Do I have it inside? Do I have anything at all? Is this
this strength, something I possess, upon it I call. Where the water meets the sky is the point where I look to seek redemption and one day achieve ascension. Do I have it inside? Do I have anything at all? Is this strength something I possess? Upon it I call. Where the water meets the sky is the point where I hope to finalize this life.
That was beautiful. Where the water meets the sky. I'm going to have to download that particular one for
it's
my
It's better when I download it because I play it right on the recording.
Well, that sounded pretty good to me, so I'm just going to take it for your word. All right. Now we are back to Zeus's World for Reality Bites. Hard. Now, you told me you started this at 15?
I started writing songs probably when I was more like 12, at least lyrics.
Yeah.
And, I had a buddy that played piano, and we would meet at church, and he'd write music, and I would write lyrics to it, and we started singing harmonies. And when I got into high school, we formed a band. We formed a couple bands. And
went through the evolution.
Yeah, you know, as any high school kid did. I
right.
had $300, so I bought a drum set and played drums in my first band, and then I was brave enough to sing, so I started being the lead singer. And I
now, exactly
there.
How many instruments do you play? Do you know?
I don't know how many, but I mean, I play a bunch of instruments poorly. I can play guitar. I play ukulele. I have all four size ukuleles, and I like them all. I can play the Cuban trace a little bit, the cuatro a little bit, which is a Puerto Rican instrument. I can play the drums relatively well.
Yeah.
I can play the saxophone pretty good. I can fumble around on any instrument. You know, I'll pick something
right.
up. I have a hammered dulcimer that I got recently that
oh,
I love.
Wow.
There's a video on YouTube. I think if you look up Hook Songs, maybe with an S, on YouTube, you can find my YouTube channel where I've got a bunch of videos up. But there's one of me playing hammered dulcimer. It's a great instrument. I pick things up relatively quickly, but I don't necessarily know what I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm playing by ear a lot, you know.
Okay, well, that was my thing. When I picked up the guitar and the piano, I was doing it mostly by ear. I didn't have any professional training. I would just listen to myself and, you know, try to pick out a form of how a song is supposed to go or how music should flow, and then I'd put in words and stuff like that.
Sure.
And I just never got the knack of being able to play and sing at the same time because I'm cerebrally deficient.
If I hadn't started doing it when I was 15, I probably wouldn't be able to do it now.
Yeah, I guess I started too late on that.
I don't think about much. And I guess it's just made it easier for me to pick up ukulele, which I found about 4 or 5 years ago. My kids gave me an ukulele and a mandolin for Christmas, so I play mandolin too.
Yeah.
And I just fell in love with the ukulele. I love the size. I love the sound. So I started writing a lot on that. Everything you heard on that last track I played, The Inner Me, that was all ukulele. So all the distortion guitar and all that stuff, that was ukulele.
Yeah, I remember
and
you
me playing the drums and stuff. So.
All right. What else have you got for us?
Well, this is a song called I Won't Care If You Won't.
I won't care if you won't, my mode of being.
Seek wisdom, suffer for truth, have faith if it sees you through. Believe to perceive and conceive your beliefs. But remember, your beliefs might likely deceive. What's left? Who cares? Will it end painfully? Or will we all get nice soft chairs? Flip a coin, or better yet, don't. I won't care. I won't care if you won't. With the twig as it flows along the current of the river as it takes you downstream gently. Use your inner eye to see through the yours and mine's. Past the poor, deaf and dumb and blind, take your place first in line. What's the use? Doesn't matter anymore. Any better, and what do we really want things better for? Why try? Jump how high? What me worry? You know I won't. I don't care if you don't. For the first shall be the last. Last shall be the first. When does that start? I could have used a little time to rehearse. Nice, soft, comfy chairs. Flip a coin, or better yet, don't. I won't care. I won't care if you won't. What's the use? Doesn't matter anymore. Could it be any better? And really, what do we want things better for? Why try? Me worry, you know I don't. I won't care if you won't.
Wow, I'm blown away by that one.
I have to admit, but
no, not at all, not at all. I have to admit, though, that when I was sitting there listening to it, I started singing to myself on this one and the last one you played, and I just couldn't help it. The music moved me to the point where I just had to start singing inside my own head, doing the falsetto in your head, and plugging my ear and going along with you. I couldn't resist it. I hope it didn't throw you off.
No, I heard you a little bit on oh. It sounded good. You were right, Keith.
Well,
it's all good, man.
I just sung what I felt.
Doesn't bother me one bit.
All right, then. I'm just going to have to download those and re-record it with my voice.
Hey, go for it, man. Go for it.
Oh, if only I knew how. Okay.
Half of what I've got on there, there's a lot of covers on there. Lately, I've been recording songs from the 50s and just trying
to
learn stuff. Yeah. Once again, we do little themes that inspire me to learn songs. And I've always kind of thought it would be a good idea to have a set of 50s and songs. And
well, they say that old things become new. So
yeah, there, you know, it's stuff I grew up listening to. So it's been a lot of fun to learn them. But there's probably about 20 or 25 50s tunes that I've
yeah.
live recordings, just, you know, stuff from my car. But you can check all that out. It's all free download. And you can get there through hooksong.com.
Hooksong.com. We're going to keep pushing that because this guy deserves it. He deserves it very much. He is very talented. He's very amenable. And
I don't know about that. I've got a triple guitar stand in your yeah, studio wow. here with three guitars and an ukulele. Minimal
no, music I'm fan. Sorry, I'm sorry. Amenable. You're very friendly. You're very easy to get along with.
Appreciate
what I meant. All right, we are back with Hook from hooksongs.com, where you can download all of his music for
my
free.
My car was broken
no
into, and all of my personal
it.
Information, even my social security card was
added
taken.
Nothing.
I all received song, verification from
this
over
is a tune
15
I wrote, if you go to my
stores,
YouTube
retailers,
page, you have search for it. I don't
that,
exactly
you
know what it is. I think it's Hook Songs, S-O-N-G-S.
Line was given at this store.
There's a video for this.
Payment was needed for these accounts that were opened and maxed out on the same day that they were opened. Not only was my credit ruined, but I wasn't even able to use my identity for my own purposes. I definitely spent a lot of hours crying about the situation. Every time I walked to the mailbox, every time my phone would ring, I was expecting the worst because that is what I've grown accustomed to.
Where am I in the midst of all this mess? I've been raised in limbo and I expect nothing less. Best was bad and I have scars that you can't see. And I wonder why and how this is happening to me. And I wonder where it is that I will end up next. Could all this be the result of some cruel, horrid hex? Was I passed off for reason? Am I fate's sick twist? Or is this a lesson I'll one day learn from this? I don't know. And I'm scared, so lost, and I don't trust you. My eyes don't work right, I'm not comfortable in my skin. I'm aimlessly wandering, self-control is growing thin. My judgment feels cloudy, maybe I just ignore the positive and let the negative rush right through the door. And I'm scared, I'm so lost, and I don't trust you. So here I am again, and there they are, and who are they? They're different on the outside, but I know that they're the same. Control is what they're after. They'll take control away from me, and I'm the one who's in control. The strongest one is me. I don't know, and I'm scared.
Beautiful. I love that. That's another one I want to sing. That
Thank
was
you,
some
man.
Powerful
Thank you.
Singing there.
Hey, how's
yeah.
it going? I don't trust you. Don't trust you, will you?
Hook, this
My,
is Maurice.
Hey, Maurice.
I did a little video.
Oh, thank you. Awesome.
What's your name?
Hook. Hook, yeah. My wife and I adopted two kids through that had been through the foster care system about 17 months ago, and they
they've had a hard time, and I started writing a lot where I'd write things from their point of view,
right?
Through the things they've tried to see things through the way what they've had to experience, and through my family's point of view as we become and bond together. You know, foster kids. There's 20,000 foster kids in the state of Florida right now that are living in the system, and 8,000 of them, their parents have lost parental rights, and they're just waiting to be adopted.
They're, and there's no line.
And there's just so many kids out there, and there's a statistic out there that just gets me every time I hear it. If every church, if every congregation, let's get faith out of it. If every congregation in America would support one family inside their congregation just to support them in adopting a child through that's ready for adoption.
Yeah.
Then we would eliminate the need for foster care in the United States.
Did you hear that, folks?
And I mean, just these kids need a home, and it's that easy. And I guarantee you, every congregation has one family in there that can't have a kid, wants another kid, for whatever reason, is ready to take on that responsibility. They just don't know how to do it, or they're scared to do it. And it's hard. It's the hardest thing my wife and I and my daughters have ever had to do as a family.
Yeah.
And it's been incredibly hard for my two children that have live for 5 years home to home, you know?
Right.
So it's important, and it's out there, and these kids need homes. And
well, if you catch
it's that,
that
easy. Support one family in your church. Everybody. Yeah. A little bit of money, a little bit of time, a little bit of training. That's what it's about. It's about
so
a
that's
community.
That's what it's about, folks. I'm sorry to bring this to an end, but the Zoo Show is now concluding, and I wanted to get one more song in, but the clock is not going to let us do it. We've got Maurice with the Ratchet Show, or the Mo Show, coming on next, and he'll be with you in just a moment. But I want to take this time to thank Hook.
Thank you for having me, Zeus. Music, I appreciate it.
And I really appreciate you coming in. Yeah, this is my guest. And I hope you many best things in the future to come
appreciate
at you, and I hope this little jaunt on the radio helps promote your music and get you going to somewhere where you need to be.
It was a lot of fun, man. Thank you
very much. All right, then, that's it, folks. I'm going to turn you over to Maurice, and he's going to wrap it up for you, okay? So this is the Zoo Show signing out.